It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. 20 years ago, when a group of North Hills volunteers noticed a number of homeless single mothers and their children struggling to find housing and stability, they took it upon themselves to step in. The nonprofit housing organization Hearth is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, and here to tell us more about the group and their mission is Hearth Communications and Community Outreach Manager Victoria Gill. Victoria Gill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Can you begin by giving us a bit of background about Hearth? Who were these North Hills volunteers, and how did they first go about helping these families?
They were just community volunteers who saw a need. They were on other boards of nonprofits in the area, and they saw that there were families and single women who needed help. And not only did they need help, but they needed a way to get themselves out of their situation for good. And they decided that the best way to do that was to form an agency that provided transitional housing for them. And while they were in the transitional housing program, they would have to go back to school, enter some sort of training or education program to help end the cycle of poverty and homelessness for them.
And you abide by the slogan, offering a hand up, not a hand out. So talk about that and what that's meant for your organization and the women you work with.
Well, we don't want to do it for them. We want them to go out there and do it for themselves. So we want to help provide them the resources to change their lives on their own while empowering them to do so. So we encourage them to get involved in the communities, community features that they offer. Their kids enroll in school in the Shaler School District. And then they get involved in the community. And most of them, when they leave Hearth, they'll stay in the North Hills.
And what happens once a woman is accepted into Hearth? What resources can she tap into to begin the process of independence?
We have 20 single-family apartments on site at our facility in Shaler Township. And when they come to us, some of them are coming from nothing. So they are coming into a fully furnished apartment. Their kitchens are fully stocked. We have volunteers who come in and make up the beds and put towels and fresh linens in the apartment for them. So they can come in and have their own home. They can also come in, for some of them, we have a clothing pantry. So for those who have been at the women's shelter, they can come in and change their clothes. We have a food pantry on site as well, and we have computer labs for them too. So the first few months that they're with us, they will figure out what they want to go to back to school for, and then they'll enroll in school. And they'll complete their go to school, do their schooling program. And then the last few months that they're with us, they will search for full-time employment and permanent housing. And because we are a transitional housing program, we're not a shelter, they can stay with us for up to 2 years. But the amount of time that they are with us really depends on the education program that they go back to school for.
What do you find are the most common reasons that these women find themselves without permanent housing?
Well, they come to us with varying backgrounds, but once they're with us, we have found over the years that 94% of our program participants are coming or are survivors of domestic violence situations.
And what are the challenges associated then with running this sort of nonprofit, especially considering that you're connecting with people often at their lowest moments, and nothing I'm sure could be much worse than being in a situation of domestic violence. So how do you start to lift them up?
We get them the help that they need. If they need counseling, we have great partners in the North Hills. We are part of the North Hills Nonprofit Consortium, which also consists of Crisis Center North. So we can get them counseling, and not just counseling for them, but for their children as well. Because again, hand up, not a handout. We want to help end the cycle, and it also affects the children too.
And how has this affected the Glenshaw community? Do you hear feedback from neighbors or those who see these women and their families on a daily basis?
Funny, Tim Rogers, who's the township manager of Shaler, he will actually tell you that he did not want us to come to the township. He was concerned because they had bad experiences in the building that we are located in now. And he now says he loves us. We turned our building in Shaler into a beautiful building. We're a tax-paying property. And he said he is more than happy to have us there. And we have so much support from the community. We have volunteers who come from the local churches, people who come and help out on a weekly basis in the clothing pantry and the food pantry and restocking donations for us.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Victoria Gill, who is the Hearth Communications and Community Outreach Manager. In the 20 years since Hearth has been in operation, how have you had to change the organization, and where do you see changes coming in the future?
It's hard to predict the future. We try to adapt to the needs of our program participants and the things that they need in order to help them succeed. So predicting the future, again, is difficult. But, you know, the challenges vary from time to time. We started out as an organization wanting to help single women with children. And now we're noticing that with 94% of our program participants coming from survivors or are survivors of domestic violence, you know, we have to gear our program a little bit more toward helping them overcome those obstacles as they arise.
Tell us about the event that you're planning in September.
It is the Art of Wine and Food. It is the 14th year for this event. It is so much fun. It's at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and it's a wine and food event. There are local restaurants from Pittsburgh, such as Capitol Grill, the Gateway Clipper Fleet will be there, Jimmy Wan's, Yamato, Willow. They will all be there with samples of their delicious food.
Wow.
As well as wine vendors. We will have more than 30 different wines for guests to taste. And we have discounted tickets available until 3 p.m. on Friday, September 11th.
We've been talking with Victoria Gill. She's Hearth Communications and Community Outreach Manager. Thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Essential Pittsburgh will continue after this break on 90.5 WESA.